Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Let's love the Lord tonight. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word tonight, God. I exalt you, Lord. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Because of who you are.
Because of who you are. Yes, Lord, I give you glory.
Because of who you are,
I give
you praise. Lord, you are Jehovah.
Because
you are
of
my
who
provider.
You are
the glory and the lift of my head.
Say,
I love you,
Lord,
Jesus.
I worship you.
I honor you.
Because of who you are.
Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shiloh, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you. Because of who
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It feels good to be in the presence of the Almighty. Hallelujah, it feels good, to come into His presence. As I entered those back doors tonight to be in the house of the Lord. The hustle and bustle of work and all of the hustle and bustle outside of the presence of God, it feels good to come into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad y'all are here tonight. I am glad to be in the house of the Lord. I'm like the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Let's worship Him.
wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is.
How wonderfully beautiful you are.
The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
What a beautiful name it is.
Oh, you.
Nothing compares to this.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful name it is. What a good name it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no more powerful name than the name of Jesus. What a great name, hallelujah. But more than just knowing his name, I'm glad that he knows my name. I'm glad that he knows where I'm at. I'm glad that he knows all the path that I take. I'm glad that he knows, hallelujah, where I've been and where I'm going. I'm so glad for the mercies and the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there is a deep undertow of the Holy Ghost here tonight. He is so good. Hallelujah. He's been so good to me. Hallelujah. I can't tell it all. And I like to talk a lot, but even with me talking, I don't think that I could stand here for the rest of my life and just tell you how good he's been to me. I don't know that I would be able to fill enough time to tell you how much and how good he's been to me and how much I love him. Hallelujah. I am so glad to be a part of such a great salvation. Hallelujah. What a great salvation that we are a part of. There's people hungry for the things that we have, the peace and the knowledge and the strength that I can tap into when I find myself weak, when I find myself struggling. There's a place that I can go to. There's a rock of my salvation that I can lean on. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, he is that strong tower the righteous run into and are safe. Hallelujah. I am glad he is all these things to me. Hallelujah. He has been so good. As a matter of fact, he was good today. Every day on my job, as we get ready to receive our tithe and offering, Brother Devin, since you're so close, you could help me out this morning. Make sure you are awake. Hallelujah. But on the way to church this evening, I was in front of my wife, and I turned here on Durst Street, and I was just about to pull in the church, and my wife was just a two or three car lengths behind me, and somebody pulled out in front of another car in front of her, and she was able to barely miss the wreck, and there was cars spinning. I'm telling you, my girls were all excited. Dad, you're never going to believe the glass that was flying and the plastic flying, and I was thankful that just in that matter of a few hundred feet of distance, God was in the midst. And he protected my family, even though I was here. As a matter of fact, when I pulled into the driveway, I began to hear the honking of the horn from the crash. And when my wife called me, I was actually worried that she was involved somehow. And she said, no, we're okay. They didn't hit us. They hit the car in front of us. And so it just reminds me of how good God is. And how his hand of protection, just in a mere few feet, hallelujah, how good he is and how wonderful he is. Hallelujah. We've got a lot of things going on. We have initially scheduled, there is a youth night October the 20th. That is tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, youth night. And Missions Sunday is October the 22nd, which is this Sunday. Initially, we had a family camp out scheduled for October the 27th. There is a lot of people going to be out of town that weekend. So at this point, I am going to cancel family camp out I have a few people I needed to talk to in reference to maybe having something here Friday night for maybe like a game night or something. More to come on Sunday if that comes to fruition. But family camp out as of right now has been canceled due to the fact of the busyness of the church. Hallelujah. Isn't he good though? Hallelujah. I know it's coming into the family time of the year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And you know, I want to honor those families that are getting together. And I want to honor the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. With everything that I am. And more than just an offering, I want to offer up a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. So I ask you, if we go to the presence of the Lord and we get into his word tonight, that you pour out your heart into the Lord tonight, because I feel like he's got something for us tonight. Lord, we ask you to bless this offering tonight. Use it for your kingdom and for your glory, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. And before you walk up here, shake somebody's hand. Tell them that you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord, and let's give it with a smile.
I love Jesus. He's my Savior when storms are raging. He's my shelter where he leads me. I will follow. I love Jesus and he loves me.
I love Jesus. He's my Savior when storms are raging. He's my shelter where he leads me. I will follow.
I love Jesus and he loves me.
I love the Lord and I won't take you back.
I love the Lord
and I won't take you back.
I love the Lord
and I won't take you back. He has been so good to me.
So good,
so good,
so good,
so good,
so good,
so very good,
so good.
So good,
so good.
He has been so good to me. I love the Lord and I won't take it back.
I love the Lord
and I won't take it back.
I love the Lord
and I won't take it back.
He has been so good to me.
Has been so good to me.
Let's give the Lord a hand for his goodness tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We do want to go to the Lord in prayer for our brothers and sisters tonight. Please remember with us, even first of all, Brother Riley, they had to take some fluid out of his lungs, and we want the Lord to undertake and minister to him. Sister Sherry's mother that had amputated her leg today, right her mid-calf area, but they saved her, gangrene, etc. We're so thankful for the healing of the Lord. Also keep praying for Pastor Martinez, that God would completely touch him. Brother Joe Martin still needs healing and recovering his body. We're thankful for the blessings of the Lord. And remember our brothers and sisters in the country of Israel. Those in the military, remember Israel as well, and the United States of America needs our prayers. Amen. I want the Lord to bless and guide us, and we want the anointing of the Lord tonight on our church family, children's church next door, our teen church next door, that God would touch. Amen. Would you take these needs before the Master? Lord, we love you. We thank you for what you're going to do tonight. Thank you for the unction and the power of your Spirit, Lord. Everything you've done, everything you're going to do, we love and we praise you. We love your name, Jesus. And we're still so thankful, God, that in our despair, we're able to call on you and know you today. We're able to find your grace and find your love. We give you praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.